Hello and welcome back to The Brunch Files, where we serve up bottomless brunch-worthy topics about life in your 30s. We're your hosts, Tegan and Rachel, and today we thought we would have a chat about outfits and fashion trends that are, you know, trending at the moment, but we just don't feel cool enough to pull off.
Think like Gen Z fashion. Yeah. And we're millennials that we are trying, but we're struggling.
And this was inspired because I was getting dressed for work a couple of weeks ago and I'd bought like, and this will be our first item on the list, but I'd bought like a satin like slip skirt and I was trying to style it with like a slightly baggy like sweater and my sneakers and I can see other people at work wear this and I'm always like, that is so cool. And then I put it on myself and I was like, I did persevere and wear it, but I was still like, I just feel like my millennial brain is screaming at me.
Tuck it in. Did you feel uncomfortable all day then?
No, I actually got some compliments as well. But then sometimes when I get compliments on things as well, again, this is my millennial brain, all I can think of is from that scene from Mean Girls where she's like, oh my God, I love your skirt. Where did you get it? That is the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
So you're just convinced that everyone's doing this.
Is everyone just gaslighting me?
I can't believe Tegan wore a silk skirt with sneakers and a baggy sweater to work. Because I've recently started a new job and the vibe is very, like, we're actually not allowed to wear open-toed shoes. So the vibe is
right
at all. So like my sandals for
how
summer,
come?
A safety thing. I don't particularly
in an know. Office.
I don't know. Drop a stapler. I don't know. Or if we have to go out to store, I'm not sure. But everyone wears sneakers. Like sneakers are fully accepted. There is a lot of denim. Denim is fine. So it's so basically if you've got external meetings, you dress in business wear. But if you're in the office casual, smart casual is encouraged, but people literally wear blue jeans to work and sneakers to work. And I've always been a very more of a corporate girly when it comes to the office. Yes. Like think about back when I was at Parliament, like we kept Nine West in business, our office, like we had the stilettos. Yes. It was always heels. It was just like, and proper corporate wear, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I've struggled to adapt to the sneaker trend. And I think it's a bit post-COVID as well that we can do sneakers to the office. And oh my gosh, let me tell you though, the comfort factor is incredible.
I know, like, so good.
So good for us. Practical, I can get my steps up without like, you know, just being in the office, just take extra steps because it's comfy. But I've had to really break this like barrier in my brain about wearing sneakers to work. Still can't quite get around the jeans thing. I've done like once or twice. I feel so uncomfortable wearing denim
jeans
to work.
Yeah, I don't wear jeans to work often. And even like pre-COVID at my previous workplace, we used to do casual Friday. But even on a casual Friday, it was like I would wear black jeans.
Yes, not like blue denim.
Maybe blue denim like towards the end of the year if you were like going out for a team activity. But it was pretty strictly like it wasn't taboo, but like I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And so therefore I think that's kind of like burned into my brain. Stuck. And my workplace is very, like I work at a university, so it's literally anything goes. Mm-hmm. Like you'll have people in suit and tie.
Yep.
And then you'll have people in basically like tracksuit pants and hoodies.
Wow.
So like it's a spectrum, a real spectrum. And I don't know where I feel. Yeah,
where do you sit? Where do you sit on the spectrum? I feel like you've inspired me to embrace like a nice tees with like tailored pants or like and even the wide leg trouser, like I've had to really embrace that and I've recently found some, but I feel like you walk a really lovely line between casual and more corporate in that sort of like well-fitting t-shirt or like a good quality t-shirt with like work pants and trench or whatever.
I wear a lot of blazers.
Yes.
I do that.
Love blazers.
And I'll wear typically like a tailored item paired with a less tailored, like that's sort of my recipe.
You go to,
but then I find it so hard to buy clothes for work. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do I buy? Because you also want a bit of a separation between your work wardrobe and your home wardrobe. And I just, it's really difficult.
And now work's getting so casual.
Yes, which is why I'm really grateful I'm only in the office like 2 to 3 days a week. Because I'm like, that is like two less outfits a week I have to decide on
blazers, because I feel like the huge baggy blazers are in. I love a tailored blazer and I struggle. I've got a couple of oversized blazers, but I never wear them. And especially because baggy pants are in or wide leg pants are in, I just can't reconcile the baggy and the baggy.
Yeah, it's very tricky. My blazers, I think, would be that middle point. Mm-hmm. Like I think they're stiff enough. Mm-hmm. So they might be slightly, they probably are technically slightly oversized, but they've still got that firmness to them. Like, don't buy a PSA, like, don't buy a polyester blazer. Because it just creases and looks horrible. But, like, if you get one that's got a bit of structure, then I think it's okay. And then if you have, like, I'll always have my shirt tucked in underneath it.
So millennial of you.
Yes.
But, yeah, like, a loose shirt, loose blazer.
Yeah.
We will get to the list in the moment. But one more, like, work-related story. I had to laugh because I was like, I've been trying to seek inspiration from my colleagues, and I was going to say younger colleagues, but no, there's some really cool older people at work that just wear cool clothes. And I'm like, there's one lady in particular, and I'm always like, oh my gosh, you just look so cool. And she wore an outfit one day and I tried to replicate it. So I'm like, age should not matter when it comes to these sorts of fashion trends. And then we think like, oh, Gen Z fashion, but like, people of all ages can pull it off. And so I don't know why we have this mental barrier. But the other week I wore this outfit that was like, I felt was a bit, it was borderline. I'm like, oh, is this a bit daggy? Like, because, you know, I feel like Gen Z fashion is very daggy.
But it looks cool. I'm just always reminded of that reel where it's like you see influencers wearing like dad shorts, baggy pants cool. And whatever. And then you put it on and you just look like a sad uncle. Uh-huh. Like that is in my mind.
Yeah. So my outfit was giving sad uncle. So it was like baggy, like wide leg trousers. Like they fit really nicely around the bum and the waist, but then they are quite wide-legged, and I did a belt, and I just had a white t-shirt tucked in that's like quite a fitted white tee, and then I have this like cream cardigan, like a knit cardigan, and I put it on, and I sort of did up the buttons, it's got a v-neck, and then it's hard to describe on a podcast, but tucked the front in
like the chunky cardigan kind of
a little
look.
And I remember I said goodbye to Andrew, kissed him goodbye, and I'm like, does this look all right? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm like, I might leave the blazer in the, the cardigan in the car. Like I don't know. But I didn't. I wore it in. And within the first like 2 minutes of arriving, I had two compliments from like our two youngest team members. Love your outfit. You look so cool. I'm like, what? I was thinking I would like wanted to ditch the cardigan because I felt daggy. But I'm like, oh, it just was like illustration of why I struggle with Gen Z fashion.
Yes.
All right. What's on our list?
So the first aforementioned slip satin skirt with sneakers. And this is my thing, because like those two items independently, totally fine.
Love.
Like the slip satin type skirt, again, with like heels, a nice cami, whatever, like totally in my wheelhouse comfort zone, like for a nice dinner out or whatever. It's the styling it casually.
Yeah.
There's something about the satiny.
Yeah, and it's like a midi skirt, and it's shiny, beautiful fabric.
Yes, and a solid color. Ones that are patterned are a little bit easier, I think, to style gently. But like the solid, like it just feels very dressy. And then to pair it with things that are very not dressy is just a bit of a mind.
Yeah, I struggle with stuff. I have three different satin slip skirts.
Yep.
One is patterned and I would wear it the most because I feel like I can, it's just easier. Yep. I have then a plain black one and then a plain like beautiful rust colored one. I hardly ever wear them because I never know what to wear on top. I did recently wear one and I did wear a baggier top with it, but I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I felt like it needed to be.
But I love that the look that you see on Instagram, or like on Pinterest with like the, you know, the distressed graphic tee like tucked in and the sneakers, and I just feel like
I can't tuck a tee into a thin slip skirt because it's
I don't know
chunky.
How they do it. They probably use
tuck it into their bra.
They probably use those band things that you can get.
Gosh, what is that?
You know, there's like this. I don't know. I'll Google it and I'll put it in our story. But it's like this. A lot of the fashion like stylists, influencers have them, and it's like this elastic band that you can kind of put around your waist, and you can like
tuck stuff up into it.
Yeah, and it doesn't bunch.
Okay, because that's my issue with tucking. I love tucking. But it's always like if it doesn't always work for me.
But often it's only like tucked on the side. Yeah, like true. In the influencer.
And sometimes
photos.
You just need a little bit to lift up and see the waist or the hip or something. Actually, anyway. People also have those cuff, or you can use a hair tie, on like baggy sleeve blazers if you want the blazer kind of pulled up. I think there's something you can get for your arm for
people
that.
People use hair ties and stuff. And I'm like, isn't that a recipe to just cut off your circulation?
Probably.
The next thing I had was those like Mary Jane shoes, like ballet flats. You know the
– I'm sorry, but ballet flats, I cannot. Yes. Like think
but
about
with
the
socks. Yeah. People are wearing like the frill socks that you put on toddlers.
Cute.
I'm like, I wore those when I was three. I can't get around it at nearly 32. Yeah.
But you know what else we wore in a previous life was ballet flats from Target. Zero support. I would have worn them to death. And I feel repulsed when I picture them and think about it and see other people wearing them.
But like, I see so many people wearing, especially like the Mary Janes with the strap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, people put them on outfits and they look kind of cool, but I don't think they look good on anyone.
Mm. Yeah.
And I have like larger feet. Sorry, like, they would look horrible.
I've always self-conscious about shoes because my feet are big. So I'm like, if it's going to be drawing too much attention to my feet.
And the square toe, can't do.
Yeah, because that can look so cool.
Yeah, on an open toe, I think. But okay. on the enclosed, like square, I feel like it could just look very like, I don't know.
I've seen it look good on other people. I just feel like for me, I would feel chunky, like big clown feet.
Yeah. What was next?
Oh, fitted unitards or jumpsuits with dad's sneakers. So is this, are you thinking like those full, it's almost like.
It's like bike shorts, material. But like in a onesie.
Yeah.
And so it's like a singlet on the top, but like shorts on the bottom, but it's all one piece. And the people will like layer it with their, you know, their crossbody, like bum bag that they wear crossbody their baggy, like linen shirt, cool sunnies and like chunky New Balances with like big, thick socks. And I just.
See, it sounds so cool when you describe it. But yeah, I'm like, but for me, this would be a more, this would be an issue of
self-consciousness. I feel like I'd look like a Teletubby.
You wouldn't. You would not. But for me, it'd be like the uncomfortability of wearing like a bodysuit. I'd feel a bit exposed and a bit weird. Like, actually, Andrew bought me like a one-piece activewear thing for the gym because I, for ages, I've been saying, I guess really
that's
want
what
one.
It is though. That's that's kind of what I'm picturing. Yeah. People just wear them casual because I mean it's like athleisure.
Oh yes, that's anything goes now. But like I wanted one and I've talked about it for ages, but I was like, oh, I'm not cool enough to pull it off. And I have a really long torso, so sometimes these things don't work.
I worry about that too. Like the crotch situation would not be good.
And I wore it like once in my garage gym and was like filming my exercises and stuff. And it was like flesh colored.
I remember this.
And I'm like, I look naked and I look terrible and I'm never wearing this again.
I think if I did it, I would have to start with black. Yeah, only. You have to start with black.
Maybe we should try it. I feel like this could be a cool look.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I will see if I can be convinced.
What else?
Oh, sweater vest.
Or any kind of vest. I struggle with the vest. There's a lot of very cool vests at the moment and I just don't know how to style them. I think they're very cool, but
how? Because again, I think it's that corporate casual, like no one's wearing the clothes in the settings they were designed for these days. No,
you're right. You're right.
It's like we wear baggy pants to lunch and jeans to work. And I don't understand.
It just blows our little millennial minds.
But I think I'm thinking like specifically like the sweater vest. And like there's quite a few people at work. Like because my workplace skews very young, like my broader team. And a lot of people will wear like, baggy white t-shirts and then they'll layer it with a sweater vest. But like I'm thinking about the sweater vest that like you would imagine an old man playing golf in.
Okay, yes,
like
got that you now. Kind not of the thing. Cool fitted ones.
Like the V-neck. No, like it's knit, like cable knit.
Fat knit.
Yeah, with like, you know, some big sort of brown pattern buttons. Edging. No buttons. It's just the full like knitted.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but like baggy with the t-shirt underneath and then some sort of like they wear those cool like necklaces like.
Stackable.
We used to, like the surfer ones we used to get as kids and stuff. Yeah, but they pull it off.
Yeah, okay.
This is what I mean.
What pants are they wearing?
Baggy ones.
I just had like a vision of
often like baggy ones with like some sort of pinstripe or something and then sneakers. Oh,
I can't get around the pinstripe. While we're talking about fashion items, cannot get around the pinstripe. Also, yeah, sneakers to work. Like sneakers, yes, like Sambas or whatever. But people wear full-blown fat running shoes to work.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't done that yet. I can't bring myself. I want to because practical and comfortable. I can wear my inner soles. How good. But no. But sorry, I was just thinking like imagine I'm sure there's like fashionista podcasts out there that would listen to this and be horrified at our lack of understanding and knowledge.
But this is what I'm saying. Like I'm not saying we're not pulling up any of these things to like diss them anyway. It's like they actually objectively look quite cool on other people.
Yeah, a lot of it. But also I would argue a lot of Gen Z fashion is rank.
Yeah, true. But
like the next one, sorry, but very, very, very baggy jeans.
I can't get around that.
And sorry, but low rise.
Yeah, low rise coupled with the very, very, very bagginess. Like what in the world?
No. Nah.
Like the ones that are so baggy that like it's like are there even legs in there?
Could fit both legs in one pant leg.
Yes. Like I don't mind like a good sort of like mum jean, like straight leg, slightly, you even, know, I love wider the wide leg
when it's like fitted up
fine.
Top.
That's fine. But like the,
But yeah, and sorry, but the low rise, again, I would leave it behind with ballet flats because it's not, it doesn't actually look good on anyone.
Yes. Yeah. No, it does. No.
It's not flattering.
No.
And also, sorry, bum crack every time you squat down to do anything. I can't get around it. What else? I think I skipped ahead there.
No, that's okay. I also put in the low rise jean category, like low rise shorts and also those low rise, like mini mini, like micro skirts.
Micro skirts. Oh, like from our youth.
Yes,
like
Supreme. They're coming back.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
There's so much rank stuff coming back. Yeah. This is what I say. We some of this stuff is very cool and we respect you all for wearing it, but some of it should stay in the 90s. Just a quick back on baggy.
Mm.
Like oversized or any kind of oversized top, t-shirt, business shirt, button up, but not tucked in.
Mm.
I struggle with this. Yeah. I tried it in recent times at work. I had like just a blue and white stripe, nice button down, like business top from Zara or whatever. And I was wearing like a wide leg pant. And I was like, I saw this reel or TikTok and she was like, just if you have like a couple buttons undone up the top and buttons undone at the bottom, and then you wear stackable jewelry, wear a belt.
Yeah.
It's enough of it's all about the styling. But when I tried it, I was like, oh, I still don't feel, I feel like I desperately wanted the whole day long just to tuck in the front, even one side.
That's what I do. I tuck in one side. I have to tuck in one side.
I resisted it and I resisted it, but the whole day I felt deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah. I did that the other day because I've got a pair of like baggy black pants that I wear to work. And then, I bought a linen shirt, but I had to tuck in one side.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't have it both sides untucked. It just feels unnatural.
It's a feeling more than anything.
Oh, the next thing on the list was jorts, like jean shorts
or three quarter.
But I mean like the very very baggy ones that come down to like the knee.
Sorry, and below. Baggy long shorts in general cannot get around.
Like they just don't look good.
You know what else is coming in is like the business short. So like a tailored short to match a suit top.
And back in the 1920s and they wear their long knee high socks and loafers.
Dressed up shorts. Like I just can't get around.
I just can remember my like year shorts. 11 science teacher.
Yeah, it's like that. It's not
a vibe. No, I don't think so. Oh, the other thing I had, and this is something I actually really want to try, but I don't know how to do it, is matching sets.
Okay,
but
so
not to make them feel like you're wearing pajamas.
Yeah, I have a couple. And over the weekend we went and stayed at Jack Lope and it was amazing. And I took this fun, it's sort of, I guess, a bit Mediterranean colourful, like it's white and then it has fun colourful patterns like lobsters and wine and whatever on it. And I've done this a couple of times and I've worn it over bathers with like fun slides or Birks or whatever to the pool or to the beach. Yep. And I feel like in that scenario I feel comfortable, but I'm not so good when it comes to wearing matching sets outside of that scenario because I agree, I'm like pajama-y. Again, it's baggy on baggy. I actually do have a white one that I wear sometimes, but it's more when I'm on vacation that I wear it because I feel like it's resort wear vibe.
You need to be really like in somewhere really hot.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to wear it down to Coles.
No. And like they can look so cute and like the pants and top ones, the silky ones, but again, they're baggy on baggy. So I'd have to tuck like one side of that shirt in. And I think wearing a lot of layered jewellery helps.
Yeah.
And the shoe choice maybe.
Oh, what else do we have?
Can we talk about Crocs?
I cannot get around this one. This is the one that I'm firmly going to judge.
Yeah. Like practical, 10 out of 10. Mm. Wore my fair share of Crocs growing up.
As a kid.
Yes.
Like, you know, in the garden, like we used to wear them camping. Yeah.
But like as a fashion item now, and you can get heeled ones and people put the little giblets on them. Are they giblets? What are they called?
Gibbets.
Gibbets.
I don't think they're giblets.
I think it's gibbets. I don't know. Saw someone had Taylor Swift ones the other day. You can get anything in a gibbet. Is that even
like
what
for kids, totally.
But the croc vibe. And socks with Crocs.
Socks with Crocs.
They're full of holes. It's impractical.
Yeah. And they just, but again, I have to say some people really pull it off.
You could too, Tegan. It's you've just got to commit.
I know, but I think my mind is like the mental game. I can't do it.
Can't get past it. You could pull off a pair of white Crocs with your outfit today. So for everyone at home, she's wearing cute black bike shorts and like a black and white striped tee, a bit oversized, like Princess Di vibes. Back on some Crocs. I don't think Princess Di would wear the Crocs.
I feel like you need coloured Crocs. Everyone goes like a statement colour.
Or white. There's a lot of white.
White would get so dirty.
Yeah, and they are. And they're filthy. I saw someone the other day at like a party wearing them and I'm like, they're so dirty. You can wear them into the shower and wash them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
What's next?
Oh. I had denim on denim because I'm seeing this coming back a lot. Yep. And I just think of like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, like 1990, whatever that was. And, like, it's very 90s. And I think it can be very cool.
But
I just, again, I'm like, I just don't know how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how I would do it.
It's the same colour denim. So I'm not talking, like, a white black denim and like, you know, that I totally fine. It's the, like, specifically probably blue denim on blue denim.
Yeah, like lighter blue. Yeah. Someone at work that has a very cool, really deep, dark denim. And it's either pants or a skirt and then like a kind of cropped square kind of sleeve denim top. And she pulls it off so well. I'm like, you're so, she always looks cool though. She does graphic tees, all sorts of fun stuff that I can only aspire to. And I'm like, you just look cool when you do it. But if I put it on again, I would look like,
Is it like a denim dress?
Yeah, no or trouble. Jumpsuit love.
Yeah, no trouble. It's just something about the pieces being separate.
Oh, here we go. Trousers worn casually. This is like people don't wear jeans casually anymore. It's trousers.
Yeah.
Like big baggy business trousers.
I think, I'm thinking like it's like cotton, not like linen trousers like that. It's specifically
striped trousers.
And like ones with like pleating and stuff that look like they're a tailored pant for like a work pant, but people wear them out for dinner.
Yeah. With and like a weird top, like I can't even describe what I'm picturing, but just think very Gen Z vibe tops. I don't know.
Yeah, and often in like browns and
I just can't
get around it. I did try it when I bought a pair of pants I do wear to work, and I wore them out for dinner once with a jumper. And I did ask one of my friends, and she's like, "You do just kind of look like you've come from work."
I've always struggled so much with casual wear. Mm. Love work wear. Well, up until recently, when it's all become Gen Z and I'm struggling, but I've always loved a blazer. I love a tailored pant, like a cigarette pant, love all that kind of thing. Collars, structure, love. And Andrew's always giving me a hard time.
It's just polished though.
It's polished.
That's nice about it.
Yeah. Mm. Andrew's always giving me a hard time because I buy things for casual settings that are a bit corporate-y and he's like, "Is that for work?" I'm like, "Well, I was hoping it was for casual," and he just laughs because I struggle to dress casually and coolly. Mm-hmm. It's just a barrier for me.
No, I feel that. The next one I had was like Doc Martens and like very chunky loafers.
Like huge chunky chunks.
Yes. And again with socks. And I'm talking about like the low cut Docs, not your high, like the low cut ones.
People wear them to work and I'm like, I could never. One, my huge feet. Two, I'm not into a chunky shoe.
Yeah. I have one pair of loafers that like a borderline on the trunk.
I remember you sent them to me and you were like, "Are these too chunky?"
But I can't do it with the socks.
Yep.
Like that to me. And even then I'm really puzzled around how to wear them. Because I'm like, I can't wear them. I feel like you can't wear them with a long pant.
I need to wear them
with a pant that's like slightly cropped. And I just, again, I couldn't wear them with skirt. Like I just don't know. I've only worn them like twice because I'm just constantly perplexed at how to style them.
I remember we had a whole text message conversation when you were trying to find chunky loafers because you were like, "You're like, I think these like walk the line between chunky but not too chunky," and we agreed when you bought them. But people were like, "Can't be too chunky."
No.
People wear like, the low cut Doc Martens with pants and stuff at work all the time. I'm like, they look cool, but
they do look cool. Particularly a lot of guys wear them and I feel like it looks really cool.
Yeah. You know what though? When you were talking about what kind of pants to wear them with, like if you want a cropped pant. But the wide leg, mid leg crop.
Oh no.
I struggle.
You can't.
But it's a thing.
You need, I feel like the only thing you could get like a mum cut, you could probably get away with that where slightly bigger,
but people
wider.
Like it's bell bottom.
Or
like
straight. Yeah.
Not bell bottom, but like thick. Yeah. And it just cuts off mid calf and it's like, I'm like, it looks like if someone's just taken scissors to your pants. Yeah. How old am I?
But then they wear socks as well. There's no like exposed ankles these days.
I can't.
Goodness me.
And I just put a note when we were planning. I was like, just literally all the ugly as clothes out there right now. Like it's like they're trying to be gross. Like it's like they've pulled.
Yes.
But they still look cool. But like it's like that we've pulled some of the worst styles. Like weird cargo pants and then like that
kind of meshy
material with weird ugly lace on it and the ugliest browns and like just think about Spray from like.
You just have to walk through like the north side of Melbourne and you'll know exactly what we mean. And everyone looks relatively cool, but it's just
we can't do it.
Yeah. I know. Well, we went to a trivia night that Rachel's sister hosted in, where was it?
Preston?
Preston or somewhere like that. Anyway, we were coming from work and I was in like a white midi skirt to work that day and like a brown top and like my trench
fitted,
coat.
Fitted, lovely.
And whatever. And then I got to the bar and I was like, I feel overdressed. Mm-hmm. Like I feel out of place.
We had to like just put on a big baggy grandpa sweater and chunky shoes or Crocs and we would have fit right in.
Yeah.
But I don't like feeling underdressed and I feel like underdressed is the style right now.
It is. Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, I'm just not cool enough to be uncool.
I agree. And also I feel like whites as well, like aren't really everyone's, but I love white too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just, I think there's just, it's like super casual vibes in general is the go.
Mm.
And it's just.
I feel like the pendulum swung a bit too far.
I think so.
In my opinion.
We can still look.
But like I do, like, I'll be glad if, like, I think office, like, wearing sneakers in the office can stay.
Yep.
I don't want that to ever go back.
Yeah. And I've really warmed to the wide leg trousers. Big fan, comfortable.
Yeah.
Even like in summer, I reckon I'll be able to wear my comfy. I've recently invested in a few good pairs and I'm like, I feel like I'll be able to wear this with tees or whatever in the office. That'll be comfortable and cool.
Yep.
But it's just, I'm trying. I'm really trying. Also, I feel like the sort of androgynous vibes are really in as well. It's they kind are. Of like any clothes for anyone, for anybody. And I love how I feel like the younger generations have really embraced wearing what you want to wear regardless of body type. And we're probably crippled by our insecurities and like, I can't wear that because I'm this shape or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas you see people just embracing it and I'm like, power to you. Like, you do that and I love that. But I still struggle.
Yeah. And I also think there's less of a, what is it, like a propensity to not want to rewear things as well.
Yes, which is very good.
Which is good too. I can appreciate that.
Completely. The other one that I've struggled with, and I love them, I've warmed to them, is like graphic tees.
Yeah.
But like wearing, I keep saying tees, I never say the word tee, t-shirts, graphic t-shirts to work. Like,
yeah, I haven't done that.
With writing or pictures or fun stuff.
I've not would always done that. Just wear like a solid white, solid black.
Yeah, or like stripes are fine.
Stripe, yep.
But otherwise, solid white, solid black, yes. Even a colourful top, I don't know if I can do it. But yeah, some people can like really pull that off.
I know, yep.
And I struggle.
Yep, exactly. I agree. The other thing, the last thing I'd put on this list, and I'll add one more thing to this as well, is like, you know those sneakers that have the Velcro?
Nah. I mean, I know.
The Velcro laces. Yeah. And I just, like, my boss at work wears them, rocks them. They look so cool. But I just can't get out of my mind of like those orthopedic shoes that they put like 80-year-olds in because
they can't. Or 3-year-olds because they can't do their laces.
Exactly. But I think Vija came out with.
They've got some.
And they've got some that are really cool. But again, I'm like, I can appreciate the practicality.
Yeah, but I actually prefer lace to look of laces. I don't
like the look. Yeah. And the other thing I would put in that sneaker category is also like all of those like slimline sneakers and stuff, but in really bright colors, like hot pink, bright green.
I want some.
Whatever. Yeah, but I'm like, I like them, but I'm like, where would I wear them?
See, I'm gonna get some and I'm gonna start wearing them to work. I've decided. Like a friend's got an amazing pair of really bright green ones, and then I've seen some really awesome hot pink ones, and I'm like, you know what? It's accepted.
It's a bit of fun.
I just need to own it. It's a bit of fun.
I know.
But again, I'm like, my sneakers are expensive, like if you want good ones. And so I feel like I'm already just built out my collection.
Yes. But I feel like I gravitate to whites with black accents.
I need a pair that the white with the black accent. I feel like that works really well.
I've got a few pairs of whites with black accents.
Yeah.
In different styles.
What are your thoughts on the Sambas? I know they were the shoe of the year.
I've got some and I wear them, but I'm not. I like them and I'm warming to. They were the ones I wore with my skirt.
Yes.
And I think what's nice, what I've struggled with them, and I think I'm slowly overcoming it, is the because they're so slimline.
Yeah.
And I think all the other sneakers that I've got have like the chunkier sole,
which
like,
I actually prefer.
You think of Vijas and stuff like that chunkier sort of look, and so I think it's just that was a bit of a thing for me. And again, I feel like having a longer foot, like a long bigger foot, I feel like they kind of make my feet look quite long.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit like, I don't know how to style. Because like my other sneakers I'd quite happily wear with the dress and stuff. Whereas those ones I'm like, does it look right? And then it's like what socks do you put with them? Like it's all a bit.
Oh, the sock thing. Sorry, but for millennials it's been a journey. Like the sock.
I still haven't gotten rid of my ankle socks. I need to.
I need to do a cull. But like I will either wear no show now or the longer ones.
Right.
But like my issue has been, this is probably one more thing I add to the list. When, you know, you're wearing pants that are kind of cropped, wearing long socks and sneakers with that, it's taken me a bit to get around.
I think that has to be a level of the crop, right? Like if it's like well above the ankle, surely you go no show.
No, but you don't. Like if you want to be cool, you fully go socks. And that's just, it's a vibe. It's
if it's like 7-8 length, then yes, maybe.
I've seen four. But like
three-quarter length, I don't know.
I feel like no-show socks and ankle socks are out. So I'm just like trying to embrace it.
Yeah.
What I want to look at is like 2025 fashion trends. Like what's coming up? What should we – can we get ahead of the curve, start practicing wearing stuff so that we're, so that we're more cool next year?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, well, we'd love to hear what you – think? Do you love any of these trends? Do you hate them? Do you embrace them? How's it going for you?
Are we the lamest people in the world? You're just cringing listening to this episode?
Or are we just showing our age? I'm like, oh, am I just feeling really old?
I'm feeling old. Me being like, oh, no, I can't. It's embarrassing, but... but no, send us your faves, send us the things you hate. We'll put some story boxes up.
Yep.
And yeah, well, thank you for listening, and feel free to share this with a fellow millennial who is also struggling with fashion trends. Please don't share it with any younger friends who are going to just judge us.
Yeah. But thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
The Brunch Files would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands on which we live, meet, work and play, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and of course any First Nations peoples who may be listening today.
This podcast is all about the adventures, stories and laughs of being a woman in her 30s. While we strive to entertain and share relatable experiences, please remember that our content is purely for fun and shouldn't be taken too seriously, and it's definitely not professional advice. Life is a wild ride and everyone's journey is unique. We believe that laughter is the best policy, and we're just here to spread some joy.